At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We made it. We made it to a Wednesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Come on in. Stay a while. Stay as long as you like. Operator Tyler standing by to take your phone calls. You can email. You can tweet. You can dial us up. All of the above. Hall of Famer Johnny Bench a little bit later on. All-Star game last night.
Oh.
I've been promoting baseball. I've been embracing baseball, except for let's start, you know, the 10th inning with a runner at second base. That's the only problem I've had, and all the strikeouts. But I'm watching the All-Star game, and I was bored. Bored with the uniforms. I was just like, okay. You know, Home Run Derby was interesting, but All-Star game, not exciting. And the National League won. Who knew that the National League hadn't won in a decade?
Like an eclipse.
Nobody
did. The National League did, I tell you that much.
Yeah, okay. It's just not special. There's certain things that it's like you're trying to put earrings on a pig or lipstick on a pig. And you go, okay, hey, all right. And you're like, no, no. The All-Star game lost its luster a long, long time ago.
A lot of grumbles coming from this room over your take right there, your lipstick.
I'm just telling you how it used to be. When you got to see the American League play the National League and they hadn't seen each other, now you have interleague play. Interleague play, while I like it, I don't love it when it comes to these kind of moments. A World Series or an All-Star game, I know that the stakes are higher in a World Series, but you liked it when that guy hadn't faced that guy. Or maybe there was a little animosity there. Or maybe there was pride, the National League versus the American League. Do I think these guys in the National League the last decade have gone home and cried, you know, sat on the porch with their dog and had a beer and just say, oh, I'm a loser. We can't beat the American League. Well, it used to be you really cared, but it doesn't anymore. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter, Tom.
It just doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter if we win or we lose.
So I'm watching. I go, okay, yeah, it's a Tuesday night in July. There's not much else on. Yeah, let me flip around. Nope, there's not much on. All right, I'll watch. And then I'm just like, okay. I actually was watching the PGA Tour, Live Tour Senate hearings.
Yeah, are you going C-SPAN on us?
Holy smokes.
You wanted excitement.
My guy.
I wanted excitement. Oh, that's how bored I was.
Point of order.
Yeah. And nothing is worse than a politician who gets up there and doesn't know what he's talking about. Now, I don't know how often this happens, probably a lot more than we realize. But when it comes to the sports world, when there's sports issues, remember when you had, you know, Rafael Palmeiro and Canseco and Maguire, and they had politicians up there. They didn't know how to pronounce Rafael Palmeiro's name. Mr. Palmieri.
Mr. Palmieri.
Shouldn't you have somebody you hire just as an advisor, a consultant, that when you're going to get in front of the cameras and get in front of the American public, that you know what you're talking
just
about?
Just a little index card with the phonetics in front of you.
Yes.
Something.
So when you're talking about FIFA and you say FIFA a couple of times, that's when I go, oh, my God.
See, I took that as a shout-out to the show and Soccer Breakdown.
Okay.
That he was actually just throwing in, Dick was throwing in a sneaky little shout-out.
Yes, Senator Blumenthal from Connecticut. He's a local, and I've met him. He's a very nice man, but I would have said to him, let's make sure, if we're going to talk about the severity of this and the Saudis, we're going to talk about China.
Era, we must stop FIFA and live golf from taking over the PIGA. That's not it at all.
Yeah.
You got all three wrong.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not PIGA, it's PGA.
PIGA and live shall never merge henceforth.
Who was the Boston mayor?
Menino?
Oh, my God. What did he say? It's Mike McGuire and...
Yeah. Sammy Susser.
Sammy Susser.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
Oh, no. That didn't he do... Havlicek and yeah.
Remember when Havlicek stole the ball and Veritek split the uprights? Yeah. We got Gonk here. How about Gonk?
Here's Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser.
It is a special pleasure for me to introduce our two home run kings for working families in America, Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser of the White House.
So that's Ted Kennedy, isn't it?
How could that ever happen? How does that happen?
And he does it in such a prideful way.
Our home run champions here for saving the kids or whatever it is.
Mike McGuire.
Mike McGuire and Sammy Susser of the White House.
Yes.
What?
I thought he was going to say of the White Sox. You know? Mike McGuire, Sammy Susser of the White Sox. Welcome to the White House. So I'm watching that last night, and nothing makes me madder than watching these politicians get up there, and they might mean well, but did you do your homework? Did somebody tell you? You can lose credibility in a second when somebody goes, how do you pronounce this? It's FIFA. FIFA. Okay, FIFA. All right, let me write that down phonetically. And then all of a sudden you get in front of the cameras and you're saying, you know, something to do with FIFA. And I went, oh, no. Maybe slipped up one time. And then doubled down and came back with a FIFA again. I go, no! You want me to take these hearings seriously? That's not the way to do it. FIFA, governing party. Just hire somebody. Hire Howie Schwab, the most knowledgeable sports guy I've ever been around. Howie, hope you're feeling better. Heard from him yesterday. Maybe you could help out these senators, congressmen. Yes.
Because we're trusting these idiots to know what they're talking about and to be aware of things. If they're going over like a financial crisis and they're like, Myral Lynch shall be shut down. Like, dude, it's Merrill Lynch. What the hell are you talking about?
Yeah, Paul.
And we do it on our show. Sometimes we dive into like government topics or topics that are nothing to do with sports. We try to find out how the pronunciation goes, like different places and different towns. We do our best to take a peek and try to find out. We make a lot of mistakes.
Did you just mispronounce
pronunciation?
Did I say?
I mean, we can find out the pronunciation.
You said pronunciation.
Pronunciation? That's good. I wish it was on purpose. Golly, that would be great.
Yeah. That
was on purpose.
We take the time to learn out about pronunciation.
I mean, at least we take the time to do that.
That's great.
Hey, look, we're told to stay in our lanes all the time. And you know what? The audience is right some of the time. But just watching last night, I blame this on the All-Star game. I do. I blame it on the All-Star game. There were a couple of moments, and then you had a home run by a first-time All-Star. You had a little bit of the ninth. Here's what happens sometimes. We look at the ninth inning, and we go, man, that was an exciting All-Star game. No, it wasn't. Ninth inning might have been. And Julio Rodriguez could have, you know, local boy makes good. There it is in Seattle. And you would have thought, okay. You know, when Fritzy goes, you know what was exciting last night? I go, what? He goes, watching the Fox guys eat popcorn and cotton candy.
Yeah, that was pretty exciting. I wonder what the Big Poppy's eating in the fourth inning. What am I going to watch? The sack fly that made it 2-1 American League in the fifth or whatever it was? That didn't do anything for me.
If they were chugging beers, I would have been interested with that. And I like how Poppy sat between A-Rod and Jeter, because Jeter probably said, look, dude, you got to separate me and A-Rod, okay? Yes, Paul.
Don't you think that the All-Star game for adults is kind of like going to a parade? Remember when you were a kid, you went to parade with your family. It's the biggest deal in the whole town, and everything seemed big and grand, mm-hmm. and it seemed awesome, and they're throwing candy, and it was a big deal. When I take my kids to the parade, they go crazy. When I go to a parade, let's say I go to, I'm like, all right, I've seen that float before. I've seen this float before. This is nice. This is nice family fun, but it's not for me. It's for the kids. It's for the younger generation.
Okay, when did baseball leave us?
Us? Okay, yeah. I look at baseball fans, I would say over 40 or 30 or 40 years old, two ways. There's hardcore or there's casual. Casual, you check on your team, you check on the standings, you know the stars, you watch some baseball games on national TV, you check out Ohtani, you check out Bryce Harper. And then there's dudes like some of the dudes in back here and some dudes that I know who watch 162 of their team. You're a Cubs, Mets, Reds fan. Like Kirk Herbstreit the other day did his post. He doesn't know what to do when the Reds are off, like at night or in the afternoon, because he watches all 162. Mm. So there's either the casual fan or the 162 fan. And that's okay. A line of demarcation.
But no sport has an older demo than baseball does.
Yeah.
That's what they've been trying to change. They've been trying to get younger. That's why they're trying to speed up the game. Everything is meant to cater to a younger audience here. But are they forgetting about the older audience here? You know, the All-Star uniforms, bland. Boring. The National League, I mean, it looked like they were being punished by wearing those.
They were wearing jogging pants.
Yes, it didn't look good at all. And I get the, you know, the innovations here and things they want. I get all of that. I'm excited for the game. I want more people to appreciate the game. But it feels like they're trying too hard to be too young, too hip. Yes, Marv.
And maybe it's me. You guys can maybe correct me if I'm wrong, but Doesn't baseball seem like it's the sport where it's passed down from generation to generation, where like your dad takes you to the ballpark or teaches you how to, you know, play catch?
More so than any other sport. It was, hey, get your glove and we're going to go to a game. We're going to go watch BP. I mean, we don't do that in other sports. You get your glove, you're going to a game. But look, the game is still great. There's great players. I'm not knocking any of that. I just, you know, they're speeding up a game. And then the players are complaining they don't want a pitch clock in postseason. I'm like, no, those are the rules. You don't have regular season rules, and then all of a sudden you have postseason rules. This is part of it. This is part of the game now. Get rid of the runner at second base, and I'll be fine with all of this stuff. Yes, Polly.
Yeah, MLBPA wants the pitch clock changed, the timing rule changed for the postseason. Maybe looser, just a touch looser. Like if there has to be a mound meeting or a guy's going through the signs and needs a break, because they don't want a guy called out in the ninth inning of a playoff game for the clock.
Well, then be aware of the clock.
I bet Manfred loosens the reins because he won't catch much heat for loosening the reins for the playoff games.
Mm-mm, they're not going to do it. They're not.
He's had a fourth strike while.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah. Stat of the day brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. When an intruder threatens your home, Simply Safe's new 24/7 Live Guard protection is there to help. Agents can speak to and deter them through the camera. Right now, get 20% off any Simply Safe system at simplysafedan.com. No safe like Simply Safe. Poll question today, Seton O'Connor.
Well, we know how you'd already vote on this one, Dan. How much of the All-Star game did you watch last night? All some or none? You watched
I watched some. Yeah. Some-ish. And then I watched. So I watched Sumish, and then I watched the golf hearings, and then
flipped back.
And then I was Restoration Mansion or something. I was watching that, and then I was looking for a movie. I don't know. I was trying to find something. Mm-hmm. I needed something to accompany the tequila I was drinking last night and my cigar. And then I tuned in at the very end because I thought, all right, let me see. You know why I tuned in at the end? DraftKings had the National League favored by 1.5 runs. So I'm thinking, all right, they haven't won in a decade. Let me see if they win and they cover. So they win, they don't cover. And I'm thinking, all right, I'm watching that. You know, it's like, all right. Any other poll questions or do we want to take a break and see if we can settle?
Let's take a break, Dan. Let's take a break. We got a million of them.
Oh, okay. All right, we'll do that. Your phone calls are welcome. Operator Tyler standing by. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @TP Show. Say good morning to those watching on Peacock. Thank you for downloading the app. And radio affiliates around the country as well. Thank you for joining us on the program. Take a break. Back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR under one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required. And you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick. He's a Hall of Famer. He won two World Series titles, two MVPs, and he's a 14-time All-Star. Johnny Bench joining us on the program. Give me the names of the players in the first All-Star game you appeared in.
Well, I was sitting in the Astrodome, staying in my locker because I didn't want to trip anybody, spike anybody. And here goes, here goes Bob Gibson by. There's Willie Mays sitting straight across from me. And, of course, there's Ron Santo and Ernie Banks and Billy Williams. And then, it was such a list. Stargell walked by. And I'm just taking it all in. I'm 20 years old. Willie came across the room. Grohman came across the clubhouse, looked me just straight in the eye, said, "You should have been the starting catcher." Made my life. Made my life. I caught the ninth inning of that game. And it was a thrill. And, to think about the All-Star teams and to think about, Washington was the next year, but the year we were in Detroit, I think there were 33 or Fritzy old now, but tell us Fritzy hi. But 33 or 38 Hall of Famers that actually were in the game in Detroit. That particular game, that's one that Reggie hit it up into the light standard, and I hit one in right center field, and Aaron hit one, and McCovey. And I mean, it was just, it was so exciting because we didn't play interleague play. So here was Brooks Robinson and Harmon Killebrew and all the guys that were your idols as a kid growing up, and here you are on the same field with them.
Did you call the pitch that Reggie nearly hit out of Tiger Stadium?
Yeah.
Everybody talks about Reggie hitting the longest home run. It would have gone out if it didn't hit the light fixture.
Yeah.
But nobody talks about who called that pitch.
I didn't think we had to bring it up really today, even. Unless there's someone of your crack staff thought about who called that pitch. Let's just talk about Bench and his bad fingers. Yeah, okay.
that was one of those home runs where you, because Reggie never got cheated. Like there are certain guys, I don't know if there was anybody who came to the plate where they were sitting dead red. Like he didn't, I don't know if he cared if he struck out, but he was going to get his money's worth when he went to the plate.
Oh no, he was there. I mean, he was the original of what we see today. You know, we see all the grandeur and all the excitement and all the, and I'm still working out on the fingers, you know, and what they're doing and who they're doing it to and what it all is. But Reggie was so exciting. Still is, still hungry, still anxious to do it, you know, to be a part of it in the middle of it. And yeah, he's still swinging at everything that comes up there, especially if it's dead red.
We had a caller called in last hour, and he said, you know, could you bring this up to Johnny Bench, that Bill Freehand, John Walkenfuss, you know, that they had CTE, they had concussions. And we don't talk about that with baseball, but as a catcher, have you, you know, been looked at for that? Did you have your bell rung or have concussions when you played?
I probably had 7 to 10 concussions during my time. I got beaten 3 or 4 times. I got run over at home plate. Had a real bad car accident when I was 18. I'm sure that I'm surprised I even walked out of that accident. But yeah, the impact was a drunk driver on the wrong side of the road, and I started to pass the bus, and there he was. He hit me right in the door. So you can imagine the impact of what that had on me and everything else. And I've been doing a lot of studies. Actually, we're starting a neurovisual institute in Cincinnati. And my doctor friend has, he treats 600 to 700 concussion patients a year, because you can actually get a concussion from a whiplash. But I've suffered through these things. And I started looking at this many years ago because I was concerned about whether it would cause Alzheimer's or dementia.
Yeah.
We wrote a paper with the National Institute of Health with Dr. Ellis and Dr. Clark that talked about the neurovisual side of the training. And I'm very aware of what goes on. And, you know, I'm trying to be preventative. That's why I've joined with Regeneron on their project to get everybody aware of, let's get real about skin cancer. I've had 3 different episodes. I actually had to have Mohs surgery on 3 of my eyelids, my face, and my chest. And we're just asking everybody to go to letsgetrealaboutskincancer.com and do a self-examination. Now, you go into your dermatologist, and he'll find stuff, and he may freeze them and use the treatments and everything else to offset them. But I'm concerned about what my future life would be. That's why I started in with this. And so, you know, you see the McMahons and you see different players. You know, they get their bell rung. I see guys get foul balls, you know, and they just, their eyes cross. And I never had experienced that. I saw stars. You know, I get a deal in the stars. You know, I don't know if you've ever heard that or saw that yourself. Well, you were a basketball player. You were a contact player, you know. So,
a contact
player. So, when the stars start sprinkling, I mean, they actually start to sparkle.
Yeah.
You can actually see those things. So, yeah, I'm doing everything preventative if I can. Where's my Funko?
It's back behind Fritzy.
I figured that.
Yeah, it's right next to him. We're talking to Johnny Bench, the Hall of Famer. Did you hear the comments by Barry Bonds that he said he's vindicated? Well, Marvin, would you play? He's on a podcast. And he was talking about the Hall of Fame.
People have to understand something, is that the fact of is that I was vindicated. I went to the court. I was in federal court. And I won my case 100%. Where is the vindication of me in my own sport? That's what bothers me.
What do you think? As a Hall of Famer, should Bonds be?
It should bother him. You know, it's the same thing with McGuire. They had it and everything else. We all assume we did. We found the Andro or whatever it was at the time, which definitely wasn't illegal, supposedly, in those days. I think Roger's been in that same situation. You know, there's questions about certain Hall of Famers that basically may have used. You know, there's shadows that have been around. It seems like there's a selection process of okay, let's get these three or four or five guys, A-Rod, Barry, you know, Roger, Mark, oh, let's get these guys and we'll make, make them our guys. And yet there's some, you know, where there's questions about, you have no questions. I mean, you know who there might be, who was shadowed and everything else. And I think as long as, you know, whether the courts have done it, you know, or whether we're going to be the fact that he's guilty forever, sounds like, okay, I've been there, I've done that. He's speaking out saying, you know, what do I have to do? The courts are.
But if they weren't testing, Johnny, at the time.
What's that?
If they weren't testing for steroids, that's what Bonds is saying. Baseball wasn't testing.
Well, that was the thing that really came out during the time that when cocaine was a part of it. You know, Marvin Miller was really detested basically by owners because Marvin Miller was a guy who, as being as part of the Major League Baseball Players Association, he was sort of delaying the fact of when the testing could be because he thought that if the players were actually using, they needed to do something in order to get them off of it. Let's give a year or two and take that long. They're blaming Marvin for what became the steroid era. And I blame the trainers or physical trainers, whoever your guy was, the PT guy, because he's putting the stuff, I call it the blender era. I think it's when, you know, you're saying, hey, I want to develop muscle. I say, okay, let's put this powder and let's put this shark stuff in there and we'll blend it. And then the guy next to you is bigger and stronger. And he said, well, what's he doing? Well, he's using this other powder. And if you went to GNC at the time or wherever certain places were sold, 80 or 90% of it had, you know, had the drugs that would actually build muscle and do stuff and your performance enhancing. And then, you know, he said, well, what about now? And then he said, well, he takes a B12 shot or he takes whatever shot. And guys who may hit 12 home runs, you know, next year they hit 40, all of a sudden they're making from 3 million to 13, 15 million. And it's hard to say that these guys, you know, at this point could give a flip about what, you know, they have the money in the bank. They improved themselves. We all went, you know, everybody to be bigger, stronger, better. And so they use that as a crutch. But when you start putting your stuff in the blender and start getting certain things and developing, hell, I'd have been I'd have loved to have stuff. I mean, you catch 154 days in a row like I did through one stretch, you would have loved to have had something that would, you know, revitalize you and get you to the next level. And so we've gone through these different things in baseball, the greenies, the amphetamines, all the stuff that went along with it. You can drink, you can take two aspirin and drink a Coke and almost get it. You can take a diet pill and get it, supposedly, from what I'm told. So, you know, I played without them. I remember one time though, and they were in the kit. They were in the trainer's kit. I went in we played like 15 innings on Saturday.
You're talking about the amphetamines.
Yeah. And I came in on Saturday and Sunday, I said, I told the trainer, I said, I can't move. He opened up his kit and pulled out a pill and said, take this. A half hour later, I didn't ache at all. And it's like, well, why wouldn't you want to do this every day if you could feel like this? And then the next year they banned it. So now it's like you taking Advil or Aleve and a Tylenol or whatever. And then tomorrow they say, no, you can't take it any longer. And you would say, wait a minute. I feel too good. This is helping me. I can play golf. I can run. I can do all these things. So, you know, the Wonder Bra is performance enhancing.
But you're not wearing a Wonder Bra right now, are you?
No, these are just real. This is from non-workouts. I actually am, you know, trying to worry about not pulling a fat muscle. So everything else.
The Shohei Ohtani phenomenon, and it's a dilemma with the Angels. What would you do if you ran the Angels with Shohei Ohtani at the trade deadline?
Trading? No, as a business person, no. As you know, you're probably going to lose him anyway in another year or whatever the contract runs. But it's such a point where Trout's hurt and everything else. They ran through a period of time. They've spent $8 jillion to try to do it. Would I trade him? Yes. As a business person and an owner, no, I wouldn't trade him because I would keep him as the franchise. he would be there. And they're willing to spend money. They're willing to spend. They just haven't done it in the right way yet. They've gotten some players that haven't fit in or have been hurt or whatever. Trout's, you know, how much longer can he sustain? Do they have, you know, somebody take the Atlanta Braves, you know, and take their blueprint and develop the minor leaguers and get this. And every time they come up with somebody, get there, all of a sudden they're pitching, which now we're hurt again. And all of a sudden you got Strider and you got Elder and you got guys that, you know, it's like, boom, here they are. And they're, you know, and then they score six runs in the first inning, seemed like by the first two or three innings. They need to take the blueprint. I told, you know, the Reds years ago, I said, you've got to develop the farm system.
Ellie De La Cruz, remind you of anybody?
Oh, you. Reminds me of you. How much excitement that you bring to this whole deal. I mean, he is absolutely, how good is this? I mean, there's so many great players. Oh, my gosh, there's so many great players. And this kid, the excitement, but it's like the enthusiasm, the, you know, the smile, the what he does to a crowd, what he does to a dugout. And you know, I'm watching the game now on Saturday or Sunday, and he was a shortstop. You know, like Ron Hansen was back in the White Sox days, 6'6", and then he steals second, third, and then home. But before that, he's hitting in the ninth inning. He's driving in runs into the gap, and he's a switch hitter. And it's like, where in the heck did this kid come from? We've heard about it since spring training.
Well, the most talented player you ever saw was who?
Wow. Probably Willie.
Willie Mays?
Yeah. I mean, you know, obviously Joe Morgan is my hero and one of the guys that could win a game in every way and all that stuff. And every day he could get a base hit, he could walk, he could hit a home run, he could hit a double, he would steal 80 bases and everything else. Willie had the flair. Willie had the stuff and everything else, the athleticism he had in the outfield, at the plate, and just the overall. But you just were amazed at, you know, him and Joe, I guess, more than anything.
You know, the name that always comes to mind, and he played in a bad ballpark, was Cesar Cedeño.
Oh, he was unbelievable. And I'd go into the training room, they'd be stretching him, you know, and they'd take his leg and they put it back, and he'd go back behind his head. He said, "I'm so stiff. I am so stiff. I can't move. I couldn't get them to 90 degrees." And he's like, "Stiff," and he couldn't do it. And he's everything else. And, oh, my gosh, he could run, he could throw, he could hit, and everything else.
Yeah, he was talented. Let's get real about skincancer.com. So you can go to that website, learn more, and take a pledge to see a dermatologist for an annual skin exam.
Will you do that? Are you seeing your dermatologist?
Yes, I actually saw my dermatologist a month ago. And much to my wife's surprise, I came away with a great report.
Nice. And that's the thing. You can have, you know, you can also self-examine yourself. You can also have somebody look at you, a spot or whatever. And I've had the three different ones and everything else, and I have too many friends. You know, Mike Schmidt has gone through so many melanomas and everything else, and some of them have been squamous, and some of them have been the basal cell carcinoma. But if these non-melanoma cancers, you can go in and you can take care of it. The boy's grandfather, he looks like he got hit by a paint gun every time he goes to the dermatologist, but that's just the preventive medicine and everything else. Yeah. I appreciate you allowing us to talk about this because I'm teaming with Regeneron. It's my second year. We've really got a lot of the words out there, a lot of the news and notices out there for people to please see your dermatologist and please examine yourself.
Good to talk to you again, Johnny. Thanks for joining us.
Tell the boys hi. Tell Fritchie to put my Funko up on next to Bobby.
There it is. That's Johnny Bench, Hall of Famer. Fritchie, it's right behind you.
I see it. I love it.
Yeah. He sent that in. Or that was his son who, I think, sent it.
Yes.
Yes. I don't know.
Johnny. Class act.
Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime. With tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? And not a website, but a person, an actual person in your community. That would also do it for free. There is that scenario. Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert that you can trust. They never charge you. Everything is free. No fee for you to find a job. Go to expresspros.com, find the office nearest to you, or download the Express Jobs app to get started. Wide range of opportunities, variety of industries, welding, sales, forklift operator, customer service. The team at Express is ready to help you or somebody you know find their next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job or maybe a full-time role, a new one, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express can be as easy as a phone call, or one application with Express Employment will put you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go into your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com. Expresspros.com. I saw where Kevin Hart was standing next to a Stanford women's basketball player. She might have been the Pac-12 player of the year, co-player of the year. She's 6'2". He's 5'2". It almost looks like, you know, Victor Wembanyama is, you know, standing next to Manu Ginobili, where you're going, wow, that's a big difference between those two. Saw this story. Our good buddy, Gilbert Arenas, in his podcast, Gil's Arena, hosted by Underdog Fantasy, live basketball show on YouTube, where anything can happen. And that's exactly what happened. Zion Williamson showed up. I don't know if he was scheduled to show up, but Gilbert Arenas, the former All-Star, co-host of Gil's Arena, joining us on the program. How did this come about that Zion Williamson just dropped in?
He just literally dropped in. We were actually talking about him. We were talking about, you know, the weight and the problems and having chefs and being an NBA player and being young. And while we're in the middle of that, he's walking past the window. And then he just, like, he sees us. He's like, yo! And then he decided to come on in.
Okay. Asking that question about dieting can be a sensitive topic. You know, we find out if we're fat shaming somebody. How much thought did you give to that of actually asking him about dieting?
None. You know, we're athletes. It was always a concern of mine with him. When everyone was talking about 285, he's a beast, and I'm like, 285 at 19. that's probably going to be a problem in the NBA because he hasn't touched the NBA weight. He hasn't went through the NBA schedule where we're doing more sitting than college, right? We're drinking Gatorades. We're on planes late night where we gain pounds during the season. I had a problem with that, right? I gained 20. I was at 224. I came in at 206 in training camp. By January, I was 224, and I was freaking out. I had to figure out, what am I doing wrong here playing 42 minutes a game?
But can you follow LeBron's regimen? I mean, you got to be disciplined, but LeBron's figured this out, Gilbert.
Yes, he has. He's very disciplined. He's very self-aware. But he's figured it out later on in his career. You remember there was a time where LeBron was 285. Remember we was doing comparisons of the first time he was in the Olympics and we're like, you know, he's, you know, 2 inches taller than Carmelo. He's the same weight, right? He was on the heavier side, and he had to make that conscious decision. If he wanted to be a longevity player, he had to dial it down. So, you know, I think Zion now has realized that, you know, his biggest challenge will be, you know, maintaining a good, healthy weight for himself.
Yeah, I've said all along that his biggest opponent is himself. And, you know, trying to figure that out. You know, Charles Barkley went through this. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're the round mound of rebound in college and then you get to the pros, you know, Moses Malone kind of had to wake him up. Do the Pelicans have somebody who can sort of grab Zion and say, let's go through this together, or you've got to do this if you want to have any kind of longevity in the NBA?
Yeah, you know, at the age, and, you know, I know some people's like, well, you're making it easy for him. No, I'm trying to make it easy for him. And the easy part is he's going to need help because the age, that this is not an age where we're eating salad and kale and carrots and drinking water. Like, that's not that age. Like, well, when we were all 23, 24, we were still eating hamburgers. So he's going to still eat on the healthier side with steaks and stuff. But this is more lean fish, and his body is not ready for that. That, you know, that is going to be a shell shock to him, and it's going to be miserable. And to lose weight, it can't be a miserable experience. It still has to be fun for you to stick with that diet. Like, I'm still having trouble breaking soda and donuts and cookies here and there. So it's one of those things where, you know, there has to be a player that's with him, that's helping him along, that has the same problem. And it's one of those two-man tandems. But you can see that he's really aware of it, and he's trying.
Did you talk about any of the other social media stuff with women with him?
No. And if anybody noticed, you have three NBA players there. We didn't even think of touching that subject because we know if that was us, we wouldn't want that to be talked about. This is one of those things where it was on a fly moment, right? No one expected it, but we all had the same sense of whatever he's going through personal in his personal life, leave it there. Let's keep it basketball related. Let's keep it to, you know, what's really important here, right? We all have and made bad decisions when it comes to the women we choose. You know, we're not perfect here. But that has nothing to do with how to perform. You know, we need you on that court to be who you are.
He's Gilbert Arenas. His podcast is Gil's Arena, and it's on Underdog Fantasy. Rashad McCants and Brendan Jennings. Josiah Johnson is on that podcast as well. If I said you could have Zion for the next 5 years or Ja Morant for the next 5 years?
Oh, man. And I get to train him?
Yeah, because both need some help.
Yeah, if I'm training, that means I can watch, you know, my asset. If it's mine, then I'll take Zion.
Really?
Yeah, because I'll make sure that, you know, he's on the right track all the time. I'm going to micromanage the asset. I'm going to make sure that he has the right people around him. He has the right, you know, staff, even when he gets home.
But you know, that's the same thing with Ja, though, Gil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the same. You know, the kids, it's going to get worse for the NBA with young players because the money's going up, right? So that's more money. You know, there was a point where, you know, before 95, players can come in, unproven players can come in and sign, you know, 40, 50, $80 million deals. And then in 95, they cut it down and had rookie salary caps. Well, now you have like LaMelo Ball, you know, 2-3 years in, $260 million, yeah. Right? All of this money is like giving, you know, $100, $200, $300 million to an early frat kid where he's in his party days, right? It's kind of dangerous.
How would you have done with that kind of money?
Well, we see what I did with the money I had.
What's the most money you spent on something you look back and go, what was I thinking?
Probably the Hugh Hefner's grotto pool. I you hear about the grotto, and I found a guy who did that, and I said I want it, but bigger.
wait, you had him replicate the grotto at the Playboy Mansion?
Yes, but the problem is I don't have the Playboy bunnies.
let's play guess how much that cost. Paulie, I'll start with you. What do you think that the grotto at Gilbert's house?
Gilbert's grotto? I'm going to go $225,000.
Oh, I think you would laugh at that.
Really?
Yeah. That's probably just the furniture. Todd, what do you think?
$783,000.
All right. Seton, what do you think?
Hold on. We're just talking about the grotto part?
The pool.
The whole
pool.
Dang, man. That's crazy. I don't want to be insulting. I'm going to say $75,000.
Oh, you're being insulting. Yeah. Yeah. The pool skimmer probably is more than that.
I'm just going with the rock formation part. That's all.
Yeah.
$75,000.
Yeah. Marvin?
1.2.
I was going to say $1.5 million.
It's about 700.
Oh, 700. Okay.
I went over. I said 783.
Good for you.
Oh, only 700,000. That sounds like a bargain.
That's what I said. 7,500.
You didn't have.
You started off by saying, you know, kind of stupid purchase that you made.
Yeah. Did you have to run it by? Were you married at the time?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Dame Lillard has taken away the bargaining power of the Portland Trailblazers. So, how does Portland get something out of this that they can say this is a win-win situation? Like, what's Portland do to say to their fan base, we traded him, this we got what we think will make us better?
They both have their bargaining chips, right? You know, Dame wants out. They're like, okay, we're gonna grant it, but we want something back in return that's fair for you. I mean, for us too. This is a business. So at the end of the day, they don't have to trade him.
Yeah.
Like we all assume that if we don't trade you, you're gonna come back here and do what? Sit, destroy your worth. It's your worth still, right? So if you want to be traded for the value you have, you still have to play. There's really, you know, so it's easier if we can get them out now before the season starts. So the guys we have now has a fresh start versus, you know, taking a backseat to Dame. And then when he leaves, you know, like you'd rather give the Sheldon and Scoot the ball from tip off versus Dame starting with it and then handing it off to him after he leaves.
What did you think of Victor Wembanyama?
Love the skill set. You know, the adjustment period, you know, from, you know, France to now, there's going to be, we're seeing that he's adjusting game by game. From now to training camp is going to be an adjustment. From the training camp first preseason game till the opening game is going to be a different adjustment too. So we're going to see different levels. We're going to see, you know, right now we should just, you know, look at the little things he's doing, you know, throwing it up, re-tipping it back. You know, we're going to see some of those very great highlights. And by January, I think he would be in full motion of what we should expect. He said something very interesting in his press conference. He said, it's less physical which we all assume that coming to America is more physical for you, not realizing how he described EuroLeague. Everyone is on the ground. No one's flying. So because everyone's on the ground, everyone's battling. There's more pushing. There's more shoving. Mm-hmm. In the NBA, everyone's trying to jump over you, run around you. So to him, it's less physical for him than it was when he was overseas.
Who was the guy that you had to adjust when you faced him? Because Wembanyama, with that wingspan, you know, you don't see too many of those guys and the ability to be on the perimeter as well. Was there a player where you go, oh, my God, I got to readjust where my release point is?
I mean, when you're driving, it was Shaquille O'Neal. We had Yao. You know, you had to be going in that lane versus Yao. You know, he's not going to hit you with the body, but you had to go over, you know, the long arms. Karolinko, for some reason.
Well, he had a pretty good wingspan.
Yeah, he had a pretty good wingspan, and he jumped, and it was just so awkward that you never knew when it was coming. Right? So those three players stuck out the most.
Yeah, I just can't imagine, you know, when you're with these guys in a social setting like Shaq, but to see him on a basketball floor where there's certain dimensions and you have to abide by those dimensions when you're going down the lane against him, would you be more concerned about him blocking your shot or just knocking you to the ground?
With Shaq knocking you to the ground, because half of Shaq's defense was you not coming in here. So that first foul that Shaq was going to give you was going to be hurtful, right? It was going to hurt. And now you're second guessing, do you want to actually go back and catch that part two? So that was part of his great defense, that he's going to let you know what's in here. So now you can second guess. With Wimby, it's going to be more just trying to block your shot. So he's going to get dunked on a lot because he's going to give them the opportunity to try to come in there. Shaq wasn't giving you the opportunity.
Yeah. I never thought of that, that Shaq purposely was going to hit you hard.
Mm-hmm. Just yeah. So you wouldn't want, like, you know, like guys like Vince, you're like, oh, Vince is going to dunk on Shaq. He hit you hard one time. You're like, I'll do these floaters and these jumpers.
Did you ever say anything to Shaq if he hit you hard?
Ouch.
You never talk back to him?
No, because how he hits, you know, let's say someone like Yao or someone like Tim Duncan trying to come in there, the guards caught the same punishment, right? He couldn't control how hard he was hitting you, right? So it was like, ouch, that hurt. You know,
you don't
a little less force, please.
You don't think he added a little more emphasis just to make sure that you didn't come back?
Yeah, no, when it came, that first foul, no matter who came in there.
Yeah.
And it seemed like, you know, like Derek Fisher and Kobe will open up for the drivers. They'll open up the lane for you to come in there. And you're like, oh, it looks so tempting.
Wait a minute. They were leading you to slaughter? Like they're going, go ahead, go in there.
It was part of their strategy. So like somebody like me, D-Wade, LeBron, let him come in here the first time. I'll hit him, and then from there, play regular defense.
Good to talk to you, as always. Thanks for making time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
That's Gilbert Arenas. The podcast is called Gil's Arena, hosted by Underdog Fantasy, live basketball show on YouTube, where, as they like to point out, anything can happen, and it certainly did with Zion. As he walks by, and you're like, hey, would you have brought up, so three former NBA players, would you have brought up what's going on social media with Zion? Would you have asked him about the women? He just had a baby, or his girlfriend did. You have another woman who was threatening to release a sex tape. I would think those guys could give you perspective. And maybe not to that degree, because they probably didn't deal with social media. But just what you're going through and who you're going to run into, and everybody knows where you are and how much you make. Yeah, Seton.
I think those are better questions for the student newspaper. Let them break that one.
So the Northwestern school newspaper, they can talk about
that. 19-year-old, go ahead.
I think it would have been, you know what? If he's coming in, I would have asked that. If I'm an NBA player.
So what's new?
Hey, I've been reading about you on social
media. Zion, so what's new?
Yeah, how many likes do you have? Yes, Molly.
I probably would have said, Zion, you should not be in Vegas. This is the wrong time for you right now.
Yeah. If you're not doing well in New Orleans, you shouldn't be in Vegas.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.